Now will you notice after this that even Moses is getting a little weary of this crowd by now, and I have a certain sympathy for him, but notice what he's doing here. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased, and Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? The question is Moses complaining? I think he is. Sounds to me like that he is complaining here. He says, Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them that thou shouldst say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it's too heavy for me. This is Moses. He's complaining, friends. Moses wasn't a perfect man by any means. He was just a plain human being, but mightily used of God. Now will you notice, verse 15, And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight. Let me not see my wretchedness. Moses said, I'd rather be dead than go through what I'm going through with this crowd. My, that crowd, friends, were very difficult. I know many pastors that have ulcers going to doctors. Some have had nervous breakdowns. I know several men that have gotten out of the ministry. You know why? They're doing the same thing Moses is doing. They're complaining to the Lord about the fact that the burden's too great. They got tired of hearing the criticisms and the complaints and the whining and the difficulties. May I say to you, you say they ought to bear it. Well, look at Brother Moses here, friends. Now notice what God's going to do, and I want to say to you now very definitely, Moses made a mistake in complaining like this to God. For what did God do? Will you notice this? And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. Now God says, All right, Moses, I'll give you help then, if that's what you want. In other words, Moses is saying, I'm the one bearing all these people. Well, he wasn't. And God never asked him to, and God was bearing them and also bearing Moses. And Moses was not fully cast upon God himself. And now God very patiently and very graciously, he provides now assistance, and the 70 are appointed. By the way, this 70 continued down in their history, and one day the 70 met. They were the Sanhedrin, by the way. And they decided to put Jesus to death. I think maybe Moses shouldn't have started this organization. We think today in the church, if we'll multiply committees and organizations and methods, that'll solve our problems. But that hasn't solved the problems of the church today. And we don't need another organization. We've got enough right now. Let's be done with the organizations. We don't need a Sanhedrin. And so here is the beginning of the Sanhedrin. Now verse 17, I'm reading, And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Now, if God had called Moses to do it, God would provide the strength for him to do it. God always does that. He never asks you to do more than you can do. And if you feel like that you are overworked or that you are doing too much, then maybe you really are. Maybe that you're doing more than God wants you to do, because God will not overburden those that are his own.